Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing ring in.
awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everyone, welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is week 117, and because this is the last show we're doing before Christmas, we're going to make this a little bit of a Christmassy show. But our next show actually is going to be on the 9th of January, because next week, next Monday, it's Boxing Day. Are you there, Gary?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. I'm here.
You don't have Boxing Day in America, do you?
No. We sit in our boxers pretty much whenever we want.
Well, everybody says, does that mean you've got boxing on? And the TV is just absolutely full of sports on Boxing Day, including boxing as well. It actually started when royalty used to go around with the boxers with arms in for the poor.
Uh-huh.
So they would dish out money from these boxes, and so from then on it's been called Boxing Day. So it's nothing to do with sports.
Okay.
But anyway, so it's a public holiday here, so there'll be no show next Monday. And so there won't be one the day after New Year's Day either. I think everybody's going to be recovering from the weekend. So we'll be back on the 9th with Jane Dawson, our angel card reader.
Wonderful.
So she'll be here giving out messages.
So we've got a 2-week break, and then we're back on with Jane again next.
We do. And in the meantime, yeah, I might be able to sort out my base station, because this one that I bought cost me a fortune, but it's a dodgy one, and it's clicking off every 5 minutes.
Well, it seems to be holding its own thus far. Pretty
good. Don't say that.
By the way, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. You had a birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
I did, yeah. And according to the web pages, I'm 111.
You don't look a day over 92.
I know, that's just it, isn't it? It must be the healing fountain doing me good. Oh, have you seen what Les has written in the chat room? Bloody English, lol. What's bloody about us, eh? I'd like to ask.
Yeah, with the boxing.
Anyway.
They celebrate a day where boxing is going on. I don't know.
That's it. Well, anyway, we do have an absolutely wonderful guest here today. We have Madeline Kennedy. She's going to be coming on in just a few moments, and she's a reverend doctor. She's going to be speaking about Egyptian essences, and she's a friend of Rosalie Muir, who lives in Australia. And did you, you were here at the show when Rosalie was on, were you?
I was not. I missed that one, actually. Yeah.
Oh, you did. You were at the station collecting your luggage or something,
right.
Weren't you?
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Rosalie was speaking about Gematria, which is Egyptian numerology. And so I think both of them regularly go over to Egypt, and I think they're going to be going over for New Year. And so I do really wish, well, in fact, I will be there on my Merkaba, or whatever you call it, in spirit. So
yeah, that's my other car. My other car is a Merkaba.
Oh, is it? Right.
Yeah, I traded in a retrograde Mercury for it. Never mind. Anyway.
Retrograde Mercury. All right. Was that... A reprobate from the 1960s, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. Anyway, it's nearly Christmas again, and can you believe?
Yes, and I'm doing a wild and crazy show on Saturday night, which is Christmas Eve, and everyone is welcome. It's a closed show, so what you need to do is have your Blog Talk Radio profile filled out, and you must be logged in under your profile and into this show, because if not, you'll be gone. And we will be playing practically every naughty Christmas song ever recorded. So that's my usual annual therapeutic kick up your heels and have fun Christmas show that I'll be doing.
Oh, sounds great. Right then. Well, we've got a Christmas song that's chosen by Madeline, and so we're going to play it. Here we go.
Is it naughty?
No, it's not.
Oh, this is Christmas.
A lovely one.
What have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear. Without that fear.
that was lovely, wasn't it?
Yes, beautiful.
Right, well, before we bring Madeline on, we're going to paste the link in the chat room, if it will do it for me, because it doesn't often, just occasionally. I'll just try that, see if it does.
Okay.
Okay, because that is a YouTube, actually, all about where the Egyptian essence has come from and about the visit to Egypt that Madeline's going to be making in the new year. So we'll bring her on first to tell us about the essences. She's a reverend doctor. I'm not kidding you. There's nothing she doesn't know anything about. She's really, really, really well-read and up there with the best of them. You know, she's a doctor of divinity, Reiki master and teacher, healing practitioner, medium, spiritual advisor, author and vibrational artist. And, well, in fact, if you go on the webpage, you can see everything that she does. It's amazing. So we're very honoured to have her here. So are you here, Madeline? Are you there?
Yes, I am. And thank you so much for that nice introduction.
Hello, Madeline. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Gary. Thank you very much. And I want to say belated happy birthday to you, Jan.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have a great day?
I had an absolutely marvellous day. I was up at Sean Bradley's. I don't know if you remember him. He's been on the show quite a few times. The Angel Barefoot Man. And he's our spiritual lap dancer, he calls himself.
Spiritual lap dancer, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And he has the Franciscan Abbey of Peace and Compassion and does live streams there 3 times a day. And I think there was about 14 people up there all together. And we did a really lovely meditation. We had a lovely day. Some of Sean's homemade soup, which was gorgeous, and homemade bread. It was certainly worth the visit.
Nice.
You can actually go there on retreat and stay for a week or whatever if you want to, you know.
Wonderful.
So, you've come to tell us all about the essences, the Egyptian essences.
Yes.
Brilliant.
I bring here to the States, I have the pure Egyptian essences. They do not have any oil or alcohol, water or chemical whatsoever added to them. They are very concentrated. They're very strong. It takes a tiny, tiny, tiny touch of them, and they have a high vibration on them. They're blessed. They are specially blessed by the holy men there in Giza and by my guides Isis and Amun-Ra. So by the time I get them here from the States, they already have the vibration on them. And the first time I went to Egypt to bring them back, when I returned, I ended up doing a series of paintings, each painting for each essence. I had the first 8 essences. In the Egyptian pharaonic chakra system, they have 10 essences, 10 chakras. They have the regular 7 that we know, you know, from the root to the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have the 8th one in the aura. Then they have the 9th one above that they call the essence to go with that is angel. And then they have the 10th one that's in the ground below your feet, and it connects you to your earth star chakra. So it's different. Mm-hmm. My main job is really promoting and teaching everyone the difference between essential oils, and essences. It took me 3 weeks study in Egypt to get past saying oils. Because that's what we're used to saying is oil.
Mm.
And it's like, no, these are not oils. These are essences. You know, they take 1% to 10% of these fine essences, and they use it for the base of all the really fine international perfumes. So some of the scents may seem a little familiar and smell to you, or kind of trigger a memory to one of your favorite perfumes on down the line, except you won't be sneezing and you won't have allergies and you won't have the stuffy nose and can't be closed up in an elevator because there's nothing else added to cause you to have those reactions.
Wow. So what do you do with them? They sound phenomenal.
Well, they're for balancing your chakras. I have them for the chakras. I have them for aromatherapy.
Yeah.
And then I have a whole different other series, Egyptian collection, a romance collection. You know, there's so many twin flames that are being drawn together now that they've made a special blend for me for your twin flame for abundance, and I'm an empath. And every time I go over to Egypt before, I would always take on more stuff than what I was supposed to. So they made me a special essence over there called protection. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, you need this. Take this, use this, and it works. It helps keep me from taking on everybody else's stuff. You know, not only do I white light and, you know, protect myself for that. Sometimes if you let just a little tear go in your thinking, then being an empath, you take all that on.
Yeah.
So I use that. And I'm going again to Egypt for New Year's, like you said. I take tours there regularly. In fact, the little video is about a group that I had taken from before, that what, how much fun we had and what all it was about. So it's a healing meditation, spiritual journey tours is what I do. It's very private, very small groups. I keep it down to about 8 to 12 people, no more, because I'm constantly getting messages and the Holy Man is getting messages and we're channeling and we're meditating and we're working out issues and going to see, you know, the big main sites, and they're getting impressions and vibrations, and it's an awesome journey. It just is, it's just wonderful.
Oh, I bet it is.
It is. I can't wait to get back. So I'm going to be there for about 3 weeks. Rosalie has been to Egypt before. She went much earlier when she was younger, and now she goes with me in spirit all the time.
Yeah. Wow. So how many times do you go there a year?
I've been going to Egypt for about 15 years, mm-hmm. and I try to arrange my groups about 3 or 4 times a year. So I've already got one starting, and I have a waiting list that I'm starting to keep because we're going to be back there for 12-12-12 at the Giza Plateau.
Yeah.
We're right there in front of the Great Pyramid for all the portal openings and the amazing things like that.
Lovely.
So, and this trip that I'm going to go from New Year's is for me to work with the people I work with over there and set out the dates that we want to schedule for from now, between 12-12-12 and now, what other months is best for me to schedule tour groups. So it's a healing meditation, spiritual retreat for me, and it's a working journey for me too every time.
Oh yeah, well it probably is quite tiring, but I should imagine that you feel like you've really sort of connected when you go there, because I mean there are so many people now who connect with Egypt and with the mm-hmm. Egyptian guides, and I have Akhenaten as one of my guides.
Yeah,
and I found out about 2 years after I started writing the inspirational songs that Akhenaten helps musicians.
Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised really, because I knew that they were coming from someplace external to myself.
Right.
So right. I wasn't surprised at all.
Akhenaten is the first one that came through when I first started channeling, and he presented himself as Aton. And I said,
yes.
Why Aton? Why this name Aton? I don't know it. Where is it coming from? And he simply said, have you heard of Akhenaten? And I'm like, okay, enough said.
Well, Akhenaten took his name from the Aten, who was the sun god, the sun disk. They used to call the sun god Aten.
Right.
And when I first opened my center here, where I did aromatherapy and meditation, etc., I called it Amarna Center, and people said to me, why did you call it Amarna Center? Because they were pagans and they worshipped the sun. And so I said, I don't think they worshipped the sun as a physical being. I think they worshipped the spirit behind the sun, which
exactly.
to me, that's what sources the light.
Exactly.
And so after about 2 months, I opened a book. I don't know if you've heard of White Eagle. A lady mm-hmm. called Grace Cook translated, well, channeled through all his information over about 40 years. And on page 35 of Spiritual Development number 2, it said, the ancients didn't worship the sun as we think. They worshipped the spirit behind the sun. So I knew then that all this information that I've been getting was right, and it wasn't all in my mind. Because when you first start on your spiritual journey, you think you've cracked up or whatever, don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
You too. So, You doubt yourself a lot, but yes, right. you were channeling. You were getting information from Akhenaten, and Aten, as he was giving me information, he metamorphosized into Amun-Ra. So I have Ra as my main guide and Isis. They seem to be my most chatty ones now, and they also, that's how Rosalie in Australia and I connected, because she and I both, Ra connected us.
Yes.
So we were just like, this is really interesting. We're across the globe from each other, and yet we're like soul sisters, twin sisters, and we both channel Ra, and we both channel Isis, and we both know we get the same information, you know, pretty much at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's just really, really, it's exciting. I really love being a channel, and I love the essences. Isis has come through from the very beginning and has said she's the guardian of the essences, and she's behind me bringing them back. So I sure don't argue with them.
No, no, you can't.
No.
You just sort of do as you're told, really, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I mean, it doesn't matter what hubby says. I say, no, sorry, I've got to go and do that. Oh, well, go on then.
Exactly.
And I don't really get a lot of choice in it. But, in fact, sometimes I feel like a puppet where my leg is coming up, my arm is coming up, you know.
Yes, I can relate
to that.
You
feel like that, Gary?
Well, it's what the Native Americans called being a hollow bone. It's allowing yourself, you know, getting yourself out of your own way, if you will, and allowing that spirit up and through you and then out to the world, yeah.
And that's important. That's what I hear a lot. It's just, you just step aside. When I give a monthly discourses and let my guides channel through for groups, you know, I stand up there like a fool, I think, because I don't know what's going to be said. I'm just having a group of people gather, and then I'm going to stand up there, and they just say, don't worry, you just step aside, move out of the way, and we'll take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, no PowerPoint presentation, no outline, no nothing. They're like, no, just stand up there and move out of the way.
Right. Right.
Okay.
It's really hard, isn't it? Because after years of singing, where I stood on stage and sang words that I knew what was going to come out, I went and did a couple of platforms. We call it a platform here. If you go out as a medium and give messages to people, and I only did that a couple of times because I found that I was taking bookings and I'd been doing that for years, and I just sort of wanted a break from traveling about doing bookings. So I only went a couple of times, and I didn't do badly, really, but I just thought, oh, it's hard work, just trusting spirit and standing up there in front of an audience and doing that. It is hard.
Well, and it just takes practice, and you just have to know, you know, you just have to trust. You get yourself in a calm space, and I always have my essences on because they help to raise my vibration. They raise everybody's vibration that's around them. So when I do a discourse or am doing a topic or doing any healing, like when I'm doing chakra healings or whatever, I just get all the essences on them, and half my work is already done. So all I got to do is just kind of show up and be the medium or be the postman or, you know, just be the vehicle.
Be the hollow bone, yeah.
Exactly right.
You must smell heavenly when you go to do that.
Oh, my gosh. You should smell my office and my studio and the people when they leave my office. They all are smiling and floating. Now, it's really can be really dangerous when I put the ninth chakra on them, the one that's called angel, especially on someone that's a sensitive, because they are just like soaring. I can see them out there in all the galaxies, you know, and I can't let them leave my office like that because they can't drive.
So I have to ground them.
I do. So I put the 10th chakra, the main gate, the one that's in the ground under their feet. That one has Ra's vibration on it. So, and it just, they just immediately feel themselves being gathered back in, and they look at me and they go, why did you do that? I liked it better the other way.
They like floating about in the universe.
Yeah. Like, well, I can't think you out like that.
You've actually sent me some, haven't you, Madeline? Thank you very kindly. No, not yet, but they'll be held up in the Christmas post. But that will be a lovely Christmas present for me. So I'll get on here and tell everybody how heavenly they smell, because I know they're going to be fabulous. And, you know, when I actually get them.
I sent you the 9th and the 10th. So make sure when you put the 9th on, after you soar for a little bit, you put the 10th on before you do anything else.
I will do. And where do I put the 9th? On my head?
Oh, you can put them on your pulse points. You can put it on your forehead. You can put it on your heart, your throat center, wherever you feel intuitively to put them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to follow an outline. It has to go here. It's all into listening to your intuition and placing them where you feel that you want it.
Yes, right.
You can just smell it out of the bottle if you want to. That works.
Make sure you hug a tree after you're done.
Always hug a tree.
I always do. Right. Would you like to, should we do the video now? Then we can have a look at where you're actually going. Because I've been to Egypt a couple of times. No, I've only been once, sorry. But I went to Taba. And so I didn't get a chance to go to the pyramids because it was miles and miles away. So I'm dying to see the video. So we'll press play as soon as I count you down.
I'd get everyone to click the link and pull up the player, pause the player and mute the sound. And then Jen Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will count us down.
I'll count you down, and then after we've done the video, we're going to call in the angelic realm, and in a little while, Madeline will be doing an absolutely beautiful meditation for us. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. And now it's time for our candle ceremony, which we always do live, so that we're in the now moment. And we light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. Also, it represents the light that is in each side of us, each side of every one of us. And and we hopefully go out into the world to help other people to light their light if they so wish. We also light it because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent helps us to manifest our goals, which are as usual to send love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world. I've also lit my Nag Shampa, the incense which helps to purify the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we always do live as well, so I'll do that right now. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, Sananda Jesus and Magdalene energies, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And right now we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our Grandmother Earth.
as we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And our special guest is Madeline Kennedy, and she's doing a meditation to raise your vibration.
We want you to get quiet. Close your eyes. Relax. Settle back. Enjoy this journey with us. We have much to share with you, and we would like for you to be relaxed and in a higher vibrational state of receiving and sharing and understanding. So if you will just please take a deep breath in, a deep breath out, relax your shoulders. Relax your neck. Another deep breath in. and deep breath out. Drop your shoulders down to your hip bones. Relax. Another deep breath in. And deep breath out. There. Much better. Breathe easily, normally, and out. Take any worries and concerns you brought with you into this room. Visualize placing them into a brightly colored balloon. Tie a ribbon around the string of that balloon. And then just release it into the air, shifting, moving all your worries, all your concerns, all your issues, floating far away from you. This is your time. This is the time for you. Relax. No worries. No issues. Just you and space. And us. We are always with all of you, you see. We are always glad that you are with us also. So as you're in your quiet space, we would like for you to start to visualize your most relaxing, beautiful place that you could go to keep you calm, at ease, where you feel joy and bliss and happiness. Could be in a beach, could be in a forest. Could be floating in the clouds, jumping from one cloud to the other, playing with the stars. Wherever you are, relax, smile, be happy you are there. Know that we are with you. You can see us. You can feel us surrounding you with our love, with our light, with our energy. We are so happy you are with us. We are eager to contact you. We are eager and happy for you, for the journey that is ahead of you. We want to remind you that we are here to help you in all ways. You only need to call to us, and we will be there with you to ease your burden, ease your decisions, help you move through whatever problems you have for the day. This is our job, you see. We've said this many times before, but we will say it again and again and again until you remember that we are here to assist you, that you must call to us. We love you, dear ones. We are glad you are with us today. We will hold this high vibration for you as we step away. Let you gently come back to your place and open your eyes. And we will begin our discourses. that you have come here. Help us, Lord. We honor every one of you. We thank you for coming. We enfold you in our love. We are here for you, dear ones of our heart. Remember us. We always remember you.
Right now it's time to close our chakras. To do that, we pretend we have doors. We go to the top of the head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that one. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Then to the heart chakra, closing that one. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. And to the navel chakra, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. Then down to the feet chakra, closing that one, keeping it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a purple pyramid of light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid. Sealing it at the top with a blue light. Keeping you safe until protected until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to the angelic realm for being with us and Samantha Jesus and Magdalene energies. And thank you to Madeline for a beautiful meditation. And I think we're going to bring her back on right now. Are you there, Madeline?
I am.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you very much.
Yes, that was very lovely. Yes, welcome
very
back.
Very powerful.
Thank you, thank you. My guides did that meditation for me. They actually did all the wording, and I just typed it down and put it to music and turned them loose.
Lovely.
Oh. Sorry.
I was going to say, lovely how that works out like that. Yes, when you become a hollow bone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, true. So true.
Well, we have a caller. Would you like to answer it, or do you have something else to say, Jan, or what?
No, answer the caller, because I think they've been waiting for about, I don't know how long.
Nearly 45 minutes. They're from a 718 area code. Now go ahead and bring them on.
Okay.
Hello, 718. You are on the air with Madeline Kennedy and the rest of us. What's your name and where are you calling from? Do you have a question for Madeline?
Yes. My name is Celine, and I'm calling from New York. Okay, I have a niece who's handicapped right now, and she has, problems with what is it? I think it's her left side, her left hand, and you know, from the paralysis. And would you be able to assist me in what she can do, or well, not her per se, but you know, for anyone, you know, to assist her in, because the therapy she's getting they're not doing much with her. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Are you there, Celine?
Yeah. You didn't hear me?
Is it something you're asking what would be the best thing that she could do to help get past her paralysis in her left hand?
Yes, and she's also, you know, down below at the waist to the foot, she's paralyzed.
Was she born with this, or is it just a newer development?
It was an accident. Well, actually, an incident.
Okay. One of the essences that I bring back from Egypt is very powerful for nerve damage, and it's called helichrysum. Have you heard of this before? I know they have essential oil called helichrysum, and it's very powerful. It's very good. You just apply it where you think the nerve damage might be, and also let her inhale it a little bit.
Oh, it's something she inhales?
She can smell it. She can smell it because it gets into all of your cells when you smell it.
Okay.
But then also apply it to, like, I would say, for some reason I'm pointing like up behind the back side of my ear on the side that's damaged. I don't know why I'm pointing there, but it feels like, I don't know why, my guides are having me go there.
Right. It was the right side. Did you say the right side?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the right side. She was hit there, right there near the ear, like you said,
and also
like in the stomach area. Like right there on
the side. So
everything all on one side.
If you go on my website, belovedessences.com,
and take a look,
there's different price ranges, there's different sizes, but helichrysum has been known to help with nerve damage. You have to do it regularly, and I keep rubbing here the back of my ear on where that bone is, right behind the ear. It's like they're saying, make sure she puts it there, and then make sure she just inhales it a little bit, and do it like 3 times a day.
Okay.
Do it 3 times a day, and set her intention, set your mind and her mind to the intention that she is being healed and cleared of this damage and this block.
Oh, okay. And also maybe for the stomach?
When she smells it, it will affect the stomach.
Oh, okay. Well, namely, you know, where she was, the fragments where she was hit. It was everything was all on that side of her.
Okay. Well, that's what they're telling me to for you to try with her, to work with her, and to call in all of her guardians and her angels and guides to come and assist.
Okay.
And you know, you call in Archangel Raphael always.
Okay. And what's your website, Beloved? You said Essence?
BelovedEssences.com.
BelovedEssences.com. And that's for the benefit of everyone listening on the archive as well. And we also put the link into the chat room. I don't know if you're in the chat room or not.
No.
Yeah, it's BelovedEssences.com.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay, I got it.
But try that. Work with her with that for a while. And mostly keep her in a calm state. That will help keep her calm. And then call in Archangel Raphael always in the green healing light. Always, always, always only see her in a huge green light bubble around her for her constant healing. And she will start to get better before you realize it.
Really? Wow. I can't wait to tell her this, you know, give her this information.
Good.
Yes, I will definitely be in touch with you. You're Madeline, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Because I know it's you and there was another woman there.
Janine.
Yeah.
Jen Christie. Oh, yeah.
I'm a little emotional.
That is to be expected. If you listen through the meditation, also it helps to bring up emotions. So don't be surprised by it. It's a way of healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at the same time, it was soothing and calming.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Yeah, well, thank you so much for the call, Selena.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So,
thank you.
So these essences act kind of like an aromatherapy, if you will.
Yes.
Is that right?
There's a whole aromatherapy collection. There's a chakra collection, and they all have the high healing vibration on them. They just do just remarkable things. I've had several reports on the mint and eucalyptus that they have smelt the steamy vapor for allergies, sinus, H1N1 virus. It's killed that. It's just wonderful stuff. There's you're not going to compare this to anything else that you've ever experienced, truly.
Wow.
Sounds amazing.
Yes.
They are.
They sound absolutely delicious. Yeah.
That's and thank you for your call, Selena. Sorry.
Yes, Selena, thank you.
I think she dropped off now.
Okay.
I don't know if she can still hear us or not. But here's a little song you might want to play on Christmas Eve, Gary. Because were you saying that you like funny ones?
It's, my Christmas Eve show is going to be over the top. It's going to be adults.
I beg your
it's,
pardon.
Practically every adult Christmas song ever recorded being played.
Snigger.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't know what to say anymore.
And
anyway.
what's really hilarious is most of them were sent to me by Gold Ring members. So.
Were they? Well, anyway, I've got a funny one here requested by Madeline,
okay.
And it's called Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, I love that one.
Do you know it? I've never heard it.
You'll love it.
Randy and Ronnie Brooks is by. And
walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she's been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, so she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Belle. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and a pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa,
Grandpa, we believe. Sing it, Grandpa. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say it's the first thing of Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Merry Christmas.
Sorry, I did not finish. I thought that was the end of it, because as I said, I haven't heard that one before, but it's really funny, that one.
That's a classic. It's an American classic. Yeah. Anymore.
Not a hit in England. It should have been. Should have been. Anyway, okay, so we can play another song, or we can bring Madeline back on. Have we got another caller on the switchboard, or is that
us? We do. We have another caller. Madeline, are you with us?
Yes,
of course. Well, let's go to the caller really quickly. They are from a 203 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. 203, you're on the air with Madeline Kennedy. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Connecticut. My name is Anne, and I just started listening. So I'm not sure what to ask yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's okay. You can hang on and just listen. We thought you might have a question for Madeline, but that's okay.
And welcome, Anne.
Welcome.
Thank you. Or I guess I could say that I've been told it's possible that I'm an Orion.
An Orion?
From Orion.
From Orion. Oh,
from
we call it Orion.
Orion.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I was seeing the letters for Orion. That seems to resonate with me. How about with you, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and me. It is part of Orion's belt, isn't it? You know, and that's where the Egyptians pointed their little gaps in the pyramids so that their spirit could go up to Orion's belt.
Exactly.
So,
right. And
so, a soul sister there.
Yeah, the Native Americans also called the constellation Orion the spirit window. That's through the window through which you passed to heaven. You know, your spirit passed through that window.
Oh, yeah, I just got a big sigh on that one for validation. Yep, that makes sense.
So
it sounds like you're right on.
Okay, but what would that mean for me about the window to heaven?
Whatever you think that means. Check within for symbols, and check within for whatever resonates with you. You know, spiritual things are always A, very symbolic, and B, very personal. Whatever that means to you.
Okay. But it sounds like you have an affinity with anything Egyptian.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Oh, that means you're one of us. And also, I was going to say, Madeline, I heard that anybody who's got an affinity with Egypt was also in Atlantis. Have you heard that?
I have heard that.
So,
yes, I've been told that I was in Atlantis, but I haven't regressed or anything where I could totally confirm that. But there's a high possibility. I'm assuming.
You'll have an inner feeling, an inner knowing, especially when you get quiet in your meditative state. You'll just feel it in your heart center when you think of certain things or when certain information comes to you, and you'll know that is right on. You'll feel it.
Okay.
You'll feel it. And trust it when you get that feeling. Our human ego likes to get in the way and give us self-doubt, but when you feel it in your heart center, you need to trust it.
Mm-hmm. If it feels right, trust it.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. Thank you. Have a lovely Christmas. And we're going to have a nice Christmassy song now. If you're ready for me to spin this one, what do you think?
Give it a spin.
Yeah, and sing along here. Oh, come all ye faithful.
Oh, good.
Popular in the chat room again, this one. Back down, sweet woman again.
Oh, ye faithful.
the other room.
Oh, the other room sat in the center. Yeah, that was perfect woman for some on the first. It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, they've gone crazy. Listen to the crowd. Wow.
Wow. Well, don't forget, if you've been meditating or anything like that with us tonight or any other time, you need to drink plenty of water to release toxins. And next week, we're having Boxing Day, so we won't be here. So on the 9th of January, we're going to be back with Jane, our Jane Dawson, doing the angel card readings. And thank you very much for being with us today, Madeline. You're absolutely brilliant. Fantastic. I really enjoyed that.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you for inviting me. And thank you for the wonderful chat in the chat room. I'm sorry I wasn't logged on to answer anything, but I'm glad everybody was there. And I enjoyed this immensely.
And real quickly, for the benefit of the people listening in and for the people listening to the archives, could you say your website once again?
Sure. Yeah. It's belovedessences.com.
Wonderful. Thank you for being with us and shining your light, and thank your guides, and a blessed solstice to everyone, a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, etc.
And happy
you too.
New Year. And I'll be thinking of y'all while I'm at the pyramids for New Year's Eve. Woo-hoo.
We'll be thinking of you at the pyramids. We'll be there.
Okay.
On the Merkabas.
I like
it. Yes, for definite.
Love
and, you. Thank you very much for being with us. You're welcome back anytime, Madeline, and as is Rosalie with the Gematria, because that was really interesting as well, the Egyptian numerology.
Absolutely.
I love anything to do with Egyptian, as a lot of people here do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we're holding space for all the people who have lost loved ones and who are feeling upset this Christmas. I personally buried my mother between Christmas and New Year, 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want it to go into the New Year when she was getting buried in the New Year. So we thought we'll have it between the two so that we had a fresh start for the New Year. But it is very, very upsetting. And every time Christmas comes around, I always never like to make an anniversary of someone's death because I'd rather celebrate the birthday. But to make sure my mum didn't forget hers, she died in the middle of the night after my birthday. So in about 4 or 5 hours, she will have died 15 years ago. So I'll never forget that because it's right after my birthday. But never mind. We have to cope with loss because they're waiting for us on the other side, holding space for us over there and making a place for us. Don't you think?
I think so, yes. And again, happy birthday, Jen Christie.
Oh, thank you.
It was only yesterday. So
yesterday, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. Anyway, I've really enjoyed myself tonight, as usual, and the time has absolutely flown. And I think we just have time for another Christmassy song. You can all dance on your bottoms to this one. It's a real pop classic. It's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee. And thank you very much for this one, Madeline, because this is one of my all-time favorite old songs. Thank you. And good night and bless everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Madeline. Thank you, everyone.
Well, thank you, Madeline.
And as we say in Lakota, Waziata Wash Day, which is a happy Christmas.
Oh, it sounded like Wash Day.
Yeah, Wash Day, Chicago.
Okay then, have a lovely Christmas yourself, Gary. I'll be tuning in on Christmas Eve to your show. Tell us what your link is again.
blogtalkradio.com/newerridu, newerridu. That's Keter Magic's channel.
Yeah, I recognize that. Yeah,
right. And again, we say in Lakota, Doksha ake wachi akinktelo. Again, we will see you.
Oh, goodbye and God bless. Merry Christmas.
Happy solstice.
Yeah.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do stuff.
Bye.